proclamation number 8164 dated the April 30th, 1962. He that shall endure unto the end. Single quote. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Single quote. This is my promise, which certainly makes the greatest demand that you shall persevere until the end. My promise will only come true with a small flock, for a great test of faith will be demanded of you. Passing it will require much strength and an intimate bond with me, since the believers will be harshly persecuted by the authorities, and the human being can only offer resistance with my support by making use of my strength, which will flow to him through his heartfelt contact with me. He must belong to me with all his will, with all his soul, and the strength of his faith in me will give him the fortitude to resist. Then he would rather give up his life than me, whom he has recognized as the most loving father, from whom he will never want to separate again. And I will reward this strength of faith and love for me, for he will become blissfully happy. This small flock, which will remain loyal to me even during the harshest battle of faith, will be rescued by me from extreme adversity. I will move them to a place of peace in order to then give them the reshaped earth as their abode again, so that a new era will begin, a time of peace and of innermost unity with me, so that I myself will be able to stay amongst my own because their deep love for me allows for this. The reward is truly magnificent, but my own will deserve it, for the last days on this earth will be incredibly difficult for them. And yet they will remain faithful to me. They will abide until the end. And by using all means I will truly help them to attain this strength of faith, for I will reveal myself to them beforehand in many different ways. I myself will come to them in my word, and my direct communication will let their love and faith come alive. Their constant contact with me will fill them with a love that will increasingly intensify. I will often miraculously intervene in their life and will also visibly appear to those who wait for me in utmost adversity and firmly believe that I will help them. I will leave no one without comfort and words of encouragement. I will give strength to all so that they will be able to endure even the most difficult situation. And they will firmly believe in me with indestructible trust in me. And thus they will wait daily for my coming, for their deliverance, until I myself fetch them, because the time will have come to an end, because I will put an end to my adversary's activity and put him into chains along with his adherents. And the day of judgment will result in a complete transformation of the earth's surface. All creations in, on and above the earth will be dissolved and be placed into new forms. The day of the end of the old earth will have come for all human beings, and only those who belong to my own will be lifted up from earth and escape destruction, whereas my adversaries' followers, full of terror, will face their downfall and be devoured by the earth. For the formation of the old earth will have ceased to exist. Yet a new earth will emerge again, and a new epoch of salvation will start, and this new earth will be populated by those who remained loyal to me until the end. They will be blissfully happy, as I had promised them, since my adversary will have no more control over people for a long time to come, for they are devoted to me in love. And therefore I myself will be able to dwell amongst them, and all hardship will have come to an end. There will be peace on earth again, a divine state of harmony and beatitude, where only love will reign. Amen.